We're constantly being told we need a work-life balance, but do we really? And for those that love their work, does this concept actually make any sense? Nicholas Hill is from the Hill Consultancy.
Since the development of the internet and mobile phones and Twitter and all kinds of social media that we are exposed to nowadays, it's almost as if we cannot turn off our workday. It's like the workday has now somehow merged into the evening and the weekend. It's interesting that the concept of work-life balances was first credited back in the 1800s, and it wasn't until many, many years later that anthropologist Paul Krasner actually stated that the gauge of real happiness itself is to have the most minimal division between work and play. But do we get that these days? I'm not too sure that we do, because we have people now who are taking their laptops home. They're not only working at a home office on the laptop, they're sitting on the sofa, or worse still, sitting in bed on the laptop. It's almost as if work-life balance is just up the spout. We just don't seem to have a way of being able to do it and exercise it anymore.
This is all obviously anecdotal evidence, but is it really endemic kind of across the Western world?
There was a study recently conducted by the National Life Insurance Company, and they found that out of a minimum of 4 out of 10 employees, in actual fact, regarded their jobs as so stressful because of the lack of work-life balance. And these 4 out of 10 employees have been susceptible to stress-related illnesses. Another study entitled Work-Family Spillover recorded that there was an increase of up to 74% of stress in the family home over the last 10 years as a result of the needs from employers to work outside of regular hours. We've also seen as well, in the West, stress-related insurance claims have actually increased by over 50%. This is stated by the Employee Assistance Professionals Association, and that there is up to £150 billion estimated spent in insurance claims due to stress-related disability.
So how much responsibility does the employer have then to ensure that their employees have a work-life balance?
First of all, I think it's important that the employer needs to recognise the reason why they have to communicate the importance of a work-life balance to their team members. And that would be for the pure reason that without a work-life balance, there's going to be potential re-recruitment, there's going to be many more off days, people are going to be calling in sick because they're just stressed out, they cannot work anymore. And that as a responsible employer, not only is it going to be of use to them to maintain the health of their team, it's just ethical, it's just responsible to look after your team, because these are human beings after all.
And then as an individual, what kind of things can you do to give yourself more of a work and a life probably balance more than anything else?
There are numerous stress management and time management exercises that we would recommend to anyone that attends our courses. Decide before the day begins, or even the night before of the following day, what the top 3 most important activities need to be for that following day. And then begin the day with the most important out of the 3. Continue working on top of all those 3 activities until their completion. Now, the temptation is to give in to distractions, to give in to interruptions. But if you stay focused on those top 3 and say to those people who are distracting you or interrupting you, call me back, or we will engage in our conversation later on today, reset the appointment time, that allows you the opportunity to stay focused, to stay fixed on those 3 activities.
That's Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy. For more information, see nicholashill.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
is online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.